What makes you the best candidate for this position?
The reason I believe I'm the best candidate is for the last 2 years I've been the state's attorney, and we've been dealing with situations here in the county that I think it's important that we continue the efforts that we began. Most importantly, some of the high-profile, complex murder trials that we've been working on. I think, again, a continuation of the same prosecutors here in the office is important, especially the two cases stick out in my mind. The Antoinette Keller murder case is set for trial on December 3rd, and myself and two other prosecutors here in my office are trying that case. And the Patricia Schmidt double reckless homicide case is set for early next year, and I also am part of the trial team on that case. So I think the most important reason is the continuity within the office and the knowledge and experience that I've had as state's attorney the last 2 years, especially working on some of these cases that we have had the misfortune of having to prosecute.
What are the biggest issues facing the county's judicial system, and how do they relate to the position you are looking to retain?
I think the biggest issue facing the judicial system here is we have obviously a resources deficit. In other words, we have a lot of cases coming into the system, and we've obviously got to adjudicate those cases in a timely manner. I think the challenge is going to be in the future to try to see if we can divert as many of those cases away from the court system as possible. In other words, young people that come into our legal system, if we can in any way try to divert them either into, you know, drug treatment, or some kids we've diverted into the military, some kids we've diverted them back into school, some kids we've diverted them into sports or extracurricular activities to try to see if we can get them on the right path. If we can divert more young people away from the court system, it allows us to take the precious resources that we do have and focus those on the most serious cases that face us. So in other words, the nonviolent young offenders that come into the system, try to divert them away and then focus our attention on some of the more dangerous individuals that we're trying to get off the street.
You did allude to this in your statement there, but you know, if reelected, what specifically can you do to address those issues and other issues?
The most specific thing that I can do as state's attorney is to continue to work closely with local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies to try to focus specifically on the dangers that face us here in DeKalb County. Most prominently, we have heroin coming into the county. And generally, when you get heroin trafficking, you get gun trafficking. So we have individuals that are armed with handguns that are selling heroin, particularly around the northwest quadrant of the city of DeKalb. And we are trying to continue ongoing initiatives to combat that problem. Secondly, you know, we have this continuing issue of the internet and the dangers that are posed by young people getting on the internet. We have very specific initiatives that we've developed to go after individuals that traffic in child pornography or that try to get online and meet young people and obviously put them in a dangerous situation. So those two things, the heroin and the guns and the internet predators, are real prominent in my mind as challenges that we face and that I've been working on for the last 2 years with local law enforcement.
How active should the state's attorney be in prosecuting cases? Should it be limited to high-profile cases, or should that person play an active role in prosecuting all cases?
Well, obviously, you have a time constraint, you know, on the state's attorney's schedule. In other words, I think it's very important, and I've consistently said this throughout the years, that the state's attorney ought to lead from the courtroom. In other words, on some cases, I think that the families and the victims' families expect the best lawyers in the office to be prosecuting those cases. And I take pride in the fact that I've been a trial attorney for nearly 22 years now. So I think that, you know, you have to balance the other responsibilities of the office with getting in the courtroom and prosecuting these cases. But I think a state's attorney that stays out of the courtroom, that's more involved in the administrative side of it, is really missing, you know, where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, because ultimately my responsibility is public safety, and those issues are generally taking place in the courtroom.
And finally, what are your feelings about the Cameras and Courts program instituted by the Illinois Supreme Court? Should DeKalb County be a part of the program, whether it's part of the 16th Judicial Circuit or the new circuit it will enter?
I had the privilege of being appointed to the committee that's actually making the recommendation to the Illinois Supreme Court. The Chief Judge of the Circuit, Robert Spence, appointed me to that committee, and we're in the process of coming up with recommendations to the Supreme Court on implementing cameras in the courtroom here in the 16th, and I anticipate also in the newly 23rd Circuit that will be comprised as of December 3rd. So I'm a proponent of cameras in the courtroom. I think it's important that Americans be able to see for themselves exactly how their judicial system works. Obviously, that's subject to a lot of limitations, juvenile cases, child custody cases. There's all manner of cases that shouldn't be televised or photographed. But I think as a general proposition, I think it's healthy for democracy to see, you know, its judicial system in action, and that's the way that citizens can suggest change by observing it themselves.
Clay Campbell, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.